Hey, book lovers, and welcome to our bonus episode on Rosé and Reads Podcast. I'm Sophia.
I'm Haley.
And I'm Caitlin.
Cheers, ladies.
We're going to sit here and just chat about our freaking books that we're reading now because they're all fantasy.
Oh, yeah.
And we are huge fantasy people, even though we try to give you a variety on our podcast. I was sitting here afterwards talking to Caitlin, and I was like, I am on Throne of Glass. And she was like, wait, what? And I was like, we need to start hitting record.
Oh my gosh, it's so good. Me and Caitlin are obsessed with Throne of Glass.
I'm obsessed. I think
about those characters every day.
It's my Roman Empire. Every single day I'm like, is that very
Aelin
Galathinius of you? I don't know.
Okay, spoiler alert. If you guys have not read this, because I'm only on the third book, so don't spoil anything for me about this. But when she said that at the last one, where Kael said it, and I was like, get the fuck out of here. Mm-hmm. She is a lost princess. And yes, I was screaming. I was listening to it on Audible as I was in the shower. And I was like this. It's like, wait, what?
It's her.
Oh my God.
Oh, I know. I was so happy. I mean, the first time I talked to you about Throne of Glass, I think I was just on the second one and I didn't know yet. And you were like, just keep reading. I can't tell you.
It's so hard not to say anything when I get it. Like,
yeah, it is.
Because you don't want to spoil it for somebody because me, I would have known that. I would have been pissed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Being
like, that's like the main, it's like, oh shit, it's her. Selena is Aelin.
Yeah.
Oh,
was crazy.
Best fantasy.
I didn't care for Assassin's Blade. Like,
no.
I did.
I didn't. So did Cassidy.
I liked it.
I texted Cass and I was like,
I get where you're coming from. I didn't like the Red Desert that much.
She loves Sam. And I was like, not really. Like,
oh,
I like Sam a lot. I always thought Sam was going to come back. I didn't think he was dead for like the first four books.
Really?
I did.
I was like, that guy's fucking dead. Yeah. So sad.
I was reading it or listening to it and I was like, damn, RIP. No, I was like,
yeah,
this is the first of many probably. And so I just like,
a lot of people die. It's good.
Yeah.
I was like, a
lot. And then, okay, so Sam.
I'm so sorry, Haley.
No.
Messaging you while you were going through it. And I was like, girl,
just keep going. That's all you can say until somebody finishes that series.
So Assassin's Blade, when she's like going through the Red Desert, I didn't understand the pirate king, but I love Rolf.
I
think that's what you even said, and I was like, he's got to come back. So we'll obviously.
That's why I was like, read it first. It's a good setup. You need to read it.
So I've seen the other
list. You can read it before the fifth.
Yeah.
Empire of Storms, I think.
How would you do that?
Well,
I don't understand that time frame, but I mean, I guess maybe it'll tie in once I know the other books. But I was like, okay. So I didn't like Assassin's Blade. That ended, and I was like, this fucking series better get better.
Pause. Is Heir of Fire, is that the third?
Yeah. So it's Assassin's Blade, Throne of Glass, and then Heir of Fire. So I guess technically the second book? Because of Assassin's Blade is like prequel.
Yeah. Sorry. It's technically the second
book.
Technically the second. Yeah. And then what's next? Is that
Crown of
Midnight? Oh, God.
I have them right behind me.
Oh.
No, wait. They're right here. Crown of Midnight.
I was about to say Crown of Midnight.
Crown of Midnight. Wait, isn't it Throne of Glass, Crown of Midnight, then Heir of Fire?
Yes.
We're gonna
on the third
the
book
is so complicated. If you haven't read these books,
I know, don't be on here. Okay, one, here we go.
Two,
Assassin's Blade, Throne of Glass, Crown of Midnight, Heir of Fire.
This is when she
goes to Windland.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Then Queen of Shadows, Empire of Storms, Tower of Dawn. Kingdom of Ash.
Yeah. God, my God. There's so many.
You have so much left.
I have so much. So what I loved, let's just like talk about what I've read though so far, because I am so immersed with it right now that I'm like, I just love the character builds. Mm-hmm. The world building is awesome.
It is such a well-written series.
It's so well-written. That's why the like other books, I'm like, this is crap, because you just get such a visual and like, mm-hmm. they're big and long or whatever, but it's like, you need all that.
You do.
And
you need every
the way Sarah is able to create a world. Like, I mean, she's done it for Agatar. She's done it for Throne of Glass, for Crescent City. It's phenomenal.
Okay, right? This multiverse. Give me a break.
Oh, whenever she's there, we'll have a whole series.
Well, okay. So I'm just at the part now where she obviously meets Rowan, mm-hmm. and he's Fey, and she's like training now with him. And there's another, the cook or whatever, when she's and Caitlin just looking at each other.
I am just waiting for I don't freaking want to say Reese to just like walk in because of all the fucking fae that's going on now. And I'm like,
oh, I know.
Oh, yeah.
Which obviously there's lots of theories, which I don't know yet of what's happening, but then she's going to connect everything.
Mm-hmm.
So I will finish the series so mm-hmm. that she will connect all three of her series, or is
all
it just two?
All of them.
It's
going to be all of them. She just came out with another interview where it's like, because Throne of Glass has been done
yeah.
since Kingdom of Ash was mm-hmm. like released. But okay. she just came out with an interview saying, I don't know, is it done? So like, I think there's going to be even more Throne of Glass.
I think we're going to be getting those characters in books that are not technically the Throne of Glass. I think it's going to be Crescent City, or it's going to be ACOTAR, but those yep. characters will be back. She even says like, I miss those characters. And I was like,
everybody misses them. Everybody misses those characters.
I am so pumped.
You know what's really sad? I know you're on like, wait, which book?
I'm the third one.
Third
one. And I just started. I'm on like,
which one?
The tandem read stuff and like the order, the different order you can read them in. I never know which one is which.
I'm going to tandem read it. I'm almost there where I'm going to listen to the couple chapters and then I'm going to read.
It's what? Empire of Storms and Tower of Dawn that you can
tandem read.
Yeah. I'm going to do it because I'm like immersed.
That sounds fun. Might do it just to have fun with
yeah.
it. I wish I had.
I wish I had too.
It's the same timeline.
Yeah.
So I wish I had.
I remember. I can't say
I know.
Guys, don't say anything. So in the second book or whatever, we got that little love triangle between Kale and Dorian.
She loved Dorian.
That's what happened.
Dorian Gray. I love him.
What about Kale?
I don't really give a fuck about
Kale. I don't give a shit about Kale. No, he's not my fave.
Oh, well, then I gotta like cut that cord.
I just like how she named it Kale, like chaos with an L, and nobody got it. People thought it was Chol. You told me it was Chol.
Chol.
Chol. And I was like, are you sure?
I was like, I don't really know.
Read the rest of the series saying Chol.
I know. Chol. I was like, I think it's Chol.
I listened to the Audible like right afterwards. I'm like, bitch told me wrong. It was not.
I was like, oh man, I told myself wrong. I was like, it's not Chol.
It is not Chol at all.
Okay, so wait, let me just prepare myself because Cassidy texted me and she goes, my number one boyfriends of fantasy or whatever, and she had Rowan and Dorian on mm-hmm. the list. And so, but that was a while ago, so I was like scrolling through my text.
Who else did she have on there? I'm curious.
Me too. Meant Rowan. And I was like,
I bet Hunt's on there. Oh, I love
Hunt. Okay. And
I texted you whenever I read mm-hmm. about Hunt.
Mm-hmm.
I was like,
did you finish it? You finished it. Oh, right?
Yeah. Well, okay. But Kale wasn't on there. And I was like, okay. Obviously.
Maybe that's a red flag.
Yeah. And then when you guys were like, yeah, okay. Is he like a Tam?
No, he's just an idiot. No,
this is me. You're going to love this. He's just a little too human. I'm like, he's just a little
too human. I'm just over here like, he's just a dumbass, you know?
Don't worry. He's just a human being.
There's just no, like, you know, immortal fae beautifulness to him.
Hey, here's
no matter.
We were talking about Reese, and I was like,
being a magical being.
No, right? I don't want a human. I want a fae with, like, fangs and everything. Give me some kind of magic and I'm happy.
Do you not have wings?
Right.
Okay, let's see.
Can fly my ass around?
Like, wings. Okay, yeah, tell us.
I was like telling her that I was like, I just love him so much. He's still my number one. And she goes, he's getting low on my list. I was
Reese?
Like, yeah.
He's still pretty high up there for me.
She's all about Draco, that Draco fan. She loves that. And so she was like, Draco, Zayden, Rowan, Dorian, Cassian, Reese, and Az. And not to mention Rune, Gryphon, Castiel, Slade.
Who? Say it again.
Rune, Gryphon, Castiel, and Slade.
Castiel.
Sorry.
That is from Blood and Ash. And 1,000% he's up there on mine. He's in my top five now.
Like,
Rowan, Castiel, Hunt.
Onto something.
Hunt. Love Hunt.
I also am very ready to hear more about Azriel because I have.
I think I sent you something about an interview and she was like, Az is coming. Or something like that. So this next book is all going to be about him.
And I absolutely cannot understand why people hate on Elaine so much.
Yeah.
I am so ready to hear her side of the story.
I want to know her.
Much more complicated than everybody lets out.
I think so too.
She might be the most traumatized one, to be honest.
I think she is.
I think she is too. That's why she's so quiet.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's so quiet, and she definitely – who is – I got to go back and –
We're Have doing you, Lucien.
You've read every single one of the ACOTARs, right? Yeah. Thank God. I was like, wait a minute. Exactly. She read all these. I was scared for a minute.
January is our ACOTAR month.
Yeah.
So it's coming up.
A whole month of
all of them.
God. Maybe you'll have to come back.
I would love to.
Come back anytime, baby.
Any of that fairy smut, I'll be here.
Yeah.
I know. Okay, so what are you reading right now?
Right now, I have read The Serpent in the Wings of Night.
Okay. How do you like it?
On the second book.
Okay.
How many are there? And there are only two. Right now, and there's supposed to be like four or five, right? So you can read it and do like we're doing with Fourth Wing.
I just bought it, so it's on my list.
Yeah, I'll read it next.
I'm not a huge vampire fan. I am loving these books. I think that they're well written.
Okay.
I think that the characters are complicated. Mm-hmm. I think everything is gray. I love it whenever it's not black and white.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's pretty good world building.
I'm here for it.
I'm here for it.
Are the vampires the good guys in this one? Or are they morally gray?
Gray.
We can't give that away, but
I'll tell you right now, everything is gray.
It's all gray.
It's all gray. I personally, so the main male character in those books, his name is Rain.
Ooh.
And I'm going to tell you, he is on my list, I think.
He's on your list.
And he's very
But he's on Castile from Blood and Ash is very great, and it's good.
I think people have just not picked this one up yet.
It's new.
It's fairly new.
I think TikTok is about to blow it up because I've seen more and more people talking about it. That's why I bought it, because I was like, oh, I've heard about this one. It's on my list.
I'm liking it a lot. And if you do audiobooks, the audiobook is well done. Like, it is not.
Can we talk about that? How some Audibles literally just butcher a book with the people who are reading it.
Absolutely.
ACOTAR's reader, not a fan. Not a fan of her at all.
I am not a fan of the Fourth Wing Audible reader.
She just sounds a little angry the whole time.
Like me.
Very.
I always feel like I sound congested too.
I'm very new to Audible. So when we started doing the podcast, I was like, well, I still want to like read my books but then how am I also going to balance our books that we want to do for the podcast? And I was like, I'll just start like listening to them. It's like a podcast. I can do my dishes and like do that and then read at night. And so Throne of Glass is my first Audible that I've ever done. And it took me a second to get into it. And it's like, I wasn't picturing.
To get used to it.
Well, because she like does some of the voices weird.
Okay. I like the Throne of Glass girl. She also does Crescent City, and I like her.
No, I like her now.
Yeah.
She took me a second. And like when she does the
mad voice. Like the mad voices get me every time. I always giggle a little bit because I'm like, oh.
Well, because I picture like this like big old, I picture them
with a voice like this.
Yes. Then I would
like silky, and you can't do that when you're a woman. Yeah, you're trying to do a man's voice.
I know. That silky tone he uses with me. Yeah, no,
like deep work. Silky, and I'm like, that just doesn't.
But I also like though that she keeps up with the same voices for each character, so like it is very consistent. Yeah. It's not different, and so I've got
the voice actors
I've got used to it now. Yeah. But
that's a job, man.
I like Audible.
I spent a lot of money on Audible this year.
It's cheap.
But I still keep buying them because I'll read a book and then I'm like, well, now I need to listen to it to know everything. Which is what I do with Amazon.
That's what she does.
Yeah.
That's what I do. I can't even see. Sometimes I go into the book because I like to get the spelling of things, kind of like when you
had a Google Kale, because I was like, how the hell do you say that?
Joel.
Uh-huh. Oh, just kidding. Kale. But also,
I thought it was Chael.
You know, ACOTAR.
Yeah.
Farrah's doing her trials or whatever, and they're like, it's a worm. And I was like, all right, I'm listening Audible. Are you talking W worm? R-Y-M, like the dragon? Or are you talking like an earthworm? Or like, what are you talking about? And so
that meme from
the
song. the meme where it's like, whenever I read ACOTAR, and this is how I picture the worm, and it's the worm from SpongeBob.
Yes. Worm.
Is that what it's called? Oh my God, I've completely forgot about that. But yeah, that's how I pictured the worm.
See, and for me, I was like, it is underground, so it could really be like Alaskan bullworm. But really, if you look at the spelling, it's a dragon. It's a dragon without legs. Like, that's what it is. It's a blind dragon.
Oh, I did see the picture of what it was supposed to look like, and I'm like,
because it's like W-R-Y.
Oh, when people do the fan art and stuff, like, oh. that's how you would picture it. Like, I picture it so differently.
I know.
Or, I don't know. I like all the fan art.
Love the fan art. Oh, yeah. I always do that.
Like, I am trying not. What
do they look like?
I am trying so hard to stay off of.
You have to.
To dive into it because of Throne of Glass. Because with ACOTAR, I didn't spoil anything, but I wanted to see everybody. Mm-hmm. And I remember being like, who's that? And so then when I was reading it, I was like, oh.
I did the same thing.
To spoil it for myself.
I almost spoiled the fact that Selena was Aelin, because I was like, why does she look the same? And then I was like, I need to stop right now.
Yeah, I need to. I'm not even
little brain didn't send put me it anything. Together.
You went read the second and third book, and we'll talk.
And we'll talk. Yeah,
yeah. You need to at least get through Queen of Shadows, I think.
I think so too. Yeah. I can't even tell you who one of my favorite characters is. I think it will give it away.
Start with an F.
Mm-mm, L.
Sorry, big pause. I'm trying to think of who it is.
Okay, we'll think later.
Yeah.
No, I'm pumped.
I know who it is. Sorry.
Yeah. What other one? So we're doing ACOTAR in January.
I cannot
even wait to listen to that because I haven't listened to it. But I might just reread it because I have the books already.
Yeah. So.
Do you remember when I read it to my husband in a weekend?
Yeah, in one week she read it.
It was like,
you read it to him like out loud?
Out loud.
Out loud. And then my voice was forced.
Bonding.
It was. And then this,
I love the fact that Jeremy knows who we're talking about.
Except he always goes, can I feast on you? And I'm just like, you bitch, shut the fuck up. It's like, is that what they always say? And I'm like, maybe.
Sometimes it's a little cringy.
Oh yeah,
it is a little cringy. I know. I'm like, oh my
god. Now that you know,
as a move on,
like when you read it the first time,
there's nothing like it.
It was so good. Kaylee's reading it, or for Kaylee, I don't know. Yeah, maybe met her once.
Oh,
but she. Okay, so she listens to the podcast, and she was like, oh, "I'll read that book," and I was like, "Girl, I know.
Once you read it, you get don't want to read book multiverse."
I know. I was like, "I know you." She stopped at like chapter three, and she's like, "I just can't get past it." I go, please, for me, just power through it. Yeah, she came back from Dallas and she's like, all right, I'm past it. I'm getting into it. And I was like, you talk to me here in a bit. I go, I want several updates, just like you. You were like, can you video yourself?
We need to know everything. That was the best video I've seen in a while.
Oh my God, I loved it.
I was like dying.
I was laughing.
I was too. Jeremy was just like, what's wrong with you?
And I had to watch it. And I was like, because I was in Sedona, guys. You don't know that, but I was hiking.
Oh, your pictures looked cute.
In the middle of a trail and was like, I have to watch this.
Okay, guys. Here, I'll put it up to my mic. This is so funny. This is what I sent them.
Chores.
That sounds good.
Your mom just said you can listen to this book. I'm almost done. And she just went through the portal and she's fake.
Oh. My face. It was shocking. I was wondering if you were going to put that on there.
God.
So I was waiting for it. I was about to say that she was.
I was going pee.
My face in the video, I was sitting there and I was like, I cannot even believe she is fucking Faye. And I was like, I got to video them. This is
insane. I read that part multiple times because I was like, is this, am I reading this right? She's growing ears. She's bigger. Oh, she's Faye.
Yeah. Yep.
She's
a shifter.
I'll
tell you guys right now, you have not met my friend Riley, but I finally got her to read it. And she is obsessed.
Don't you feel like, so good when you get somebody to read it?
Yeah.
Like, you
in? Oh, I know. Yes. I've gotten two girls from my coffee shop reading it. They're now on Throne of Glass. I think they're about where you're at. I have my best friend reading it. She's finishing Silver Flames.
Yes. My mom got to like the third book and she's done. She doesn't want to keep reading it.
That's a good stopping point if you're going to.
She really didn't like the whole thing. And I was like, what?
I can see that because it's almost young adult.
I get. Yeah, sure.
My mom's been like, I don't wondering if she wants to read it.
My mom doesn't like gruesome stuff. And she's like, I don't like it. Like, she was like, I like young adult to where it's like mild. That's what she, you know. And
not full on fantasy.
And she, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Maybe that's what my mom had an issue with, was like kind of full on fantasy.
Yeah.
But I was like, how did you stop? Yeah. What?
I know. I don't know how.
Even though the fourth book, I think, is trash.
I didn't mind it so much. It was like just a little breather, a little holiday. It's basically the holiday season for them.
You're talking about Akatar, right? Yeah. Like
Frost and Starlight.
There is a lot of information you need from it.
There is.
It wasn't my favorite.
You need to reread Silver Flames. It was a holiday special, right?
What is that? I should have just done that in December.
Oh yeah.
We're doing these two Christmas books, whatever, three, I guess. One of them's trash.
It was basically a Hallmark
movie. The other one she said, yeah, it's a Hallmark movie.
Terrible.
And but then this other one that we're doing, and she goes, oh, it's spicy. Like,
it's filthy.
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 Really?
It's on Kindle for free. That's how I got it.
Really?
I went to Barnes & Noble's fully like ready to buy this book. And they're like, oh, it's not here. So then I was like, well, maybe I'll try my Kindle. Haven't read on my Kindle for a while. Got on there, found it. And they're like, download now. I was like, oh, okay. Buying?
Wow. Yeah. I'm willing to read anything once.
And it's really quick. I'm almost done. I started it yesterday.
Oh my God. Okay. Yeah, I'll pick it up.
I'm like reading it and I'm just like, whoa.
I think we were talking about ACOTAR when I first started reading. We were at the park or whatever with the kids, and I was like, I'm reading this. You go, oh, I listened to that. And at one point I was at work going like, oh my gosh, I'm listening.
Sometimes I just sit at my desk and I just type and I go, have you seen my eyebrows raise with my AirPods in at work? I am listening to some shit.
Shmuddy.
Don't bother me. Please don't sneak up on me because I will be terrified.
Yeah, I was reading this yesterday on my couch and my son kept coming over to me asking for snacks and I would just like hide the book away even though he can't even read.
He can't read. Like he shouldn't even be looking at it.
No, this is just bad.
Oh my God.
Man. I love it. I am so addicted to it. I was just telling Sophie when I was coming over here though, my house is spotless because I have...
You've been listening.
I've been listening. I do. She says, Sophie's like, I just sit there sometimes. I'm like, how?
I don't know. I feel really lame because there was one week I did the same thing. I cleaned everything. All the laundry was done.
I was in my closet, like folding clothes, and Scott comes behind me and he scared me to death because I was listening. And I paused it and I go, what? He goes, well, do you need any help? I go, no, I don't want you near me. Like, I want to listen to my book. Like,
please go away now. Yeah.
I will tell you, my husband makes fun of me because, like, my main genre is fantasy. Like, that's just the way it is. It's all escapism, all right? I cannot hardly read a book based out of reality. I'm like, I need some magic in here.
It's hard.
It is really hard.
Now that there's such a world building, immensely immersed in it, like, I get it.
Yeah,
100% get it.
I would just rather be in a different world than this one.
Me too. So,
can a fae just come through a portal and take me to...
So...
Somewhere okay. else.
Besides Sarah J. Maas.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. What other?
This chick has a lot.
This one has a lot.
Jennifer Armentrout.
What other ones have you read? Because you just love fantasy.
Oh, Breen.
That stick out to you.
If you need to read the Sin and Chocolate series.
Sin and Chocolate. That sounds filth.
Get it.
A little filth, but it's really not that bad. Like, it's got a very good storyline. It's more modern day. It's still fantasy. Okay. It's based out of gods, like the powers of gods a little bit more.
Have you read Divine Rivals?
I haven't yet. I have it in my list.
It's good. I read it pretty quick.
Just read it.
Yeah, and there's a second book coming out literally in like 2 weeks.
I'm on hold on Libby for it.
Perfect.
Because I've got Audible. Libby. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Libby's the library. You can rent books.
Library app.
For free.
And so you can look up like Audible books or whatever.
If they're just not available, you just wait like a week.
After this, we'll get you on.
We'll get you on Libby.
Give me the hookup, honey.
It's worth it. You just have to have a library card. Yeah. So everybody, this is not an ad, but it is. Go get Libby.
Go get Libby. You're here for it.
Ad, but not ad. Go get Libby.
I know.
That's funny.
Do you have Goodreads, Caitlin?
I don't. I should get it, but I don't have it.
It's hard to keep up with it.
It's hard to keep up, but once you do, when you sit there and just add all the books that you've read, it's nice to go back and be like, okay. This is like my library full of books that I've actually read.
Yeah.
Like your TBRs too.
Honestly, and TBR.
That would be really, really nice.
It's a little helpful.
I'm also a comfort reader. So I reread my favorite books. So Throne of Glass, I've been through that whole series twice.
Yep.
ACOTAR three times.
Yep.
Crescent City only once. but I'm just going to go through.
I just did it my second time. It's so good.
It's so good. So good. It really is.
See, I'm just not a huge – movies, I can do that, which I picture books just like I do movies. And so I don't know why I can't go back and reread a book. I've never done that except for Verity. And I've had to do it for our podcast.
Right. It was good, though, the second time around.
Yeah. And so maybe I feel like if I'm gonna reread ACOTAR for January.
Yeah,
I'm gonna
definitely read Silver Flames before you read Crescent City.
Agreed. That's a big.
She's like,
wait, yeah. Silver Flames for
a Court of Silver Flames. That's Nesta's book.
Yeah,
yeah.
Reread that before you read Crescent City.
Agreed.
There are why?
Because there's a lot of crossovers. Lot.
Really?
Yeah. I wish I had reread it before I read Crescent City. I had to go back and be like, oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one reason why Frost and Starlight, as much as I didn't really love it,
you need it.
You have to, you need it. Because it's
there's even a few things in there that you kind of need for.
I know.
Okay, I cannot wait. I haven't even read Crescent City, and I'm pumped for the freaking crossover.
Oh, I know.
Okay.
Every time
it's so hard to get into, though.
The second Crescent City book, which it was. House of Sky and Breath.
Yeah,
the second
somewhere
one.
Around. Yeah. It's over there somewhere. It's in my library here somewhere. House
of Sky and Breath. That's the second one. Yep.
Yeah.
I freaked out at the end.
They're huge.
I knew she was looking at it. Okay. I just saw it.
I would like to tell you though. Looks huge.
They go by
it
so
is
quick.
Shorter than Iron Flame.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously?
Because the text is bigger. So if you actually
Iron Flame up, was so hard.
I had to wear glasses for it.
I know.
It's bigger by like 30 or 40 pages.
That's
so like,
crazy. Oh, that's nice.
Oh, careful. She's in the middle of it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
I have spoilers. I don't even know.
She probably wouldn't get anything. I don't know that.
It.
I'm like over here like, ah.
You don't want to spoil it.
Wow, this thing's huge. Well,
and, that one.
Well, it's, you know what? It's funny with Audible. I'm like, I only got 5 hours left. And I'm like, oh, what can I do for an hour?
Remember I did Audible for Crescent City and it was like 37 hours of listening. And I was like, oh, shit.
I know.
It's like a full day and a half.
Yeah.
Of literally just listening to it, like not doing anything else.
Sometimes I fall asleep listening to my book so that I have to remember the chapter I was on to go back and re-listen to it.
Yeah, see, that would be hard.
You know what I want to know, though? So, like, my bread and butter usually is fantasy. Yeah. But my favorite book isn't even really fantasy.
What is it?
Ooh, what is it?
Honestly, I'm a kind of classic. Like, I've gotten back into reading recently.
Same.
So
within the last couple of years, yeah.
Exactly. And so I am trying to go through all the classics, all of the fantasy. I've read some things like, you know, Colleen Hoover. Like,
yeah.
They're okay.
Yeah, I went through my Colleen Hoover stage, and then I was like, nothing's
as good as I was like, start there. Yeah, I agree with you.
It is like, a good starter. Like, those are good starter books to get back in. Yeah. That's what I did.
It wasn't my favorite, though. Like, to this day, though, it's funny. The Count of Monte Cristo. That is my favorite book.
What?
That is my favorite
book. Just because it's action?
What is it?
Well, it's by Alexandre Dumas, right?
What is it called?
The Count of Monte Cristo.
Count of Monte Cristo.
Count of Monte Cristo.
You've never even seen the movie?
Well, the movie is completely different than the book.
Really?
So if you have seen the movie, do not go off the movie. The book is pretty much completely different.
We may have to read this book.
It is extremely long. Oh. Whenever it first came out, it was two books, but they merged them. So
is this an old book?
Very old. Super old.
Oh. Very old. Mm-hmm. Written a long time ago, but it is one of the best stories I've ever read. Oh. And it has no magic or anything like that.
Love me some magic.
It's just so building over so many years. There's so much like manipulation and planning, and it's very fun to read. Mm. It's got its down moments where you're like, okay. And because it was written a long time ago, sometimes you might have to like spark note it a little bit. You know,
like what's happening?
Yes.
Like what's happening?
Yes.
Yeah, the time frame.
Yes, but it is one of my favorite books. But I want to know like what your favorite book is and what your favorite book is.
Oh, man. That's so hard. So I am an avid reader. Like, from the start of high school to now. Like, I never stopped. Like, everybody's like, oh, I'm getting back into it. I'm like, oh, I've
never stopped.
Never stopped.
Yeah, I had to get back into it.
So,
yeah.
But I like young adult stuff, but like I read many, many, many different things. And honestly, I've mentioned this to you, and I've actually mentioned this, I think, in one of our other podcasts, A Little Life.
Yeah, you said that was one of your favorites.
Yeah, I want to say it's up there, and I don't know why, because it's like a hard, extremely, extremely hard wonderfully written book mm-hmm. about a very hard topic. It's for male friendships. A male dynamic. All through college, they meet in college and kind of have backstories on each of them, but it's all centered around this guy, Jude, who's
love that name.
But he's very, 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 very trauma based. And you get bits and pieces and you just will sob throughout this whole thing. And so every time I see the cover, and the cover is like this heartbroken man, like on this thing. And so every time I see it, I like zoom in. My mom's also read it, and I like zoom in on it and go, hashtag poor Jude. Like, and maybe she's made me stickers.
Hashtag poor Dane. Hashtag poor Jude.
Poor Jude.
Hashtag poor Dane.
Poor Dane. Yeah. And so I just like, I just remember bawling through it, which I never really cried. Even at the fantasy books, like with people's death, everybody's like, I cried. I'm like, I didn't cry. I bawled through this book, and it was just so well written. And I just can't stop talking about it, even though I don't think it is my favorite book. But when somebody's like, what's your favorite? I'm like, why does that pop up into my head? Like, it's maybe it so
liked it.
Maybe yeah, I it did like it. And I, but it's like, would you recommend it? My mom's always like, do you recommend that book to people? I'm like, not really.
You're like, no.
I'm like, no. Don't read that. I hate that for the author, because I'm like, I do. I want you to read it. Mm-hmm. But I also think it's like very trauma based, and I like don't want to trigger anybody.
Yeah.
But it's like, you need to read it so that you know my Jude love. Like, I love you, Jude. And I just feel like everybody should be loved. Like,
everybody deserves
it. It like
love.
Almost makes me want to cry thinking about it. So I do love that book. Trying to think what other books that like aren't fantasy based that I like. Okay. I love The Help. Did you guys ever read that book?
I actually never read it.
I never read it. I watched the movie, but I love it.
The movie's awesome. The ending's a little different in the book, which is cool. But I remember reading it in college on the bus, because I had to ride the bus to school. And I just flipped through that book. I read that so fast. And that's such a fun, easy read that I saw it on the shelf the other day, and I was like, oh, The Help.
That's actually a controversial book. People have been talking about how it's not – it wasn't like – I guess it's not very depictive accurate. Accurate. And I'm like, I don't know. Seems pretty good. I don't know anything about
that. It seems like pretty spot on. If you were a white person going into like a black community in the 50s in Mississippi, how dangerous it would be even to tell their side of stories.
I thought it was –
For everybody.
I live there,
yeah. I don't know.
I liked it.
You've been eating too much pie. Dude, that part with the pie is so freaking funny.
It is hilarious.
That book's really good. I'm trying to think. I should look on my TBR or my Goodreads, because I have so
– I love –
she just keeps going like, hold on.
I love that. I love Jodi Picoult books. Have you read any of
– You keep telling me to.
I keep telling you. Like My Sister's Keeper. Did you ever see that movie?
I saw the movie. Yes,
that is just
okay.
It's too real.
No,
I know.
Okay,
I'm like,
okay. So, I will say with My Sister's Keeper, the book, the ending, all of it is so much different.
Really
different.
I might have to do
all that. Her books have like a court case in them, most of them, and huge, huge, huge twists, and they all are so researched. So, like, she had all that cancer stuff in My Sister's Keeper. The one that I always like go back to is there's one, and it's about the Amish, which
random.
Yeah, so random. But it starts off with this girl. I know, because there's this girl in the barn. It starts off in the very beginning, and you don't really know what's happening. And she has a baby, and then the baby gets, I think, put like in a trash can, like abandoned.
Oh, trash can baby.
Sad. Yeah. But so Social Security comes in.
Why am I laughing?
I know, because it's awkward. It's
fucking terrible.
No, but then a social worker comes in, and she's like, you were pregnant, and you – because I think she was taken to the hospital or whatever, and she's like, I didn't have a baby.
She lies.
And she's – but they're like, yeah, you did. And
biology don't lie, no, honey.
But she does so much research on the Amish community, on like people that have gone through that type of trauma. Like, she's obviously traumatized, but like – research, and it's so awesome. She also – I just read one, and she actually put in COVID with this. Ooh. And it's this girl, which was such a good book. And she's there in New York. Her and her fiance or boyfriend are supposed to go to the Galapagos Islands and for vacation. Mm-hmm. And she ends up going by herself and she's there.
Interesting vacation choice.
Well, he's a doctor and gets called. She's like, I can't go. And she's like, well, it's always been my dream to go. Like, I'm just going to go.
Oh, you told me about this one.
And she freaking goes and she gets stuck on the island because of COVID and she can't get back.
Yeah. And you told me about this one.
Then in the middle of it is like a huge twist and
stuck in the Galapagos Islands.
Yeah, but like you'll just
oh, what a shame.
Terrible.
But the way she researches the Galapagos Islands, the way she researches COVID, like yeah. even though we all like know about it, but she like
it's just well written because it's very factually based.
So factually based.
I like a good well written story.
And that's how all of her books are, and all of them are about so many random different topics that you would just go, why would I find that interesting? And you do. You read it and you're like, she's a good author. Oh my God. Like, yeah. And you just get so
it's very like, you know, the name when you hear it. Like, I've heard of Jodi Picoult, but I knew that I've seen something of hers.
I know somebody, I think we were reading a book and it mentioned her in it of like, oh, Yellowface.
It did, didn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah. When she,
Yellowface was good. That was a quick read. That was good.
Yeah. It was good. But she mentions like other authors that are like just mindless and easy to read. And she's like, says Jodi Picoult in there. I'm like, I love her.
She's good. I do love her.
So, okay. So what's your, like, because I could go on and on and on, but you only read fucking fantasy.
I mean, of all time, it's going to be Throne of Glass. Like, I love that series yeah. more than anything. I can reread it a million times.
I can see why you love it more than ACOTAR, because of just
I'm on the same wavelength.
ACOTAR.
It is better than ACOTAR.
Yeah.
Oh, show. She wrote that first book when she was still in high school.
Yeah.
Isn't that just that's crazy? Insane. It
makes me feel bad about myself. That's all I got.
I'm pushing 30 and I cannot create a world to save my life.
What do I do?
I can't. I wouldn't even begin to fathom the world building or just like a hint of what she's came up with. Like, how do you even do that?
How do you keep all the storylines straight? Like, that's my thing. It's like, how do you plant an Easter egg in book one and it doesn't come to fruition until book 8 and like 2,000 pages later?
That's what blew my mind about Turn of Glass. That is what blew my mind.
I was just like, what?
It's also why I like the Count of Monte Cristo, by the way.
Okay, I need to read
so that. I know it's only technically two books into one, mm-hmm. you know, super long, but it's the same way. There's like deception.
Deception.
The second Mrs. Astor is a good one.
You would like it, even though it's not technically like magic.
I'm scrolling down, sorry.
You should try it.
Yeah, I'll have to read it.
The second
This is really good though. This is from Blood and Ash. From Blood and Ash is like grown up Twilight on crack.
I love that.
I'm on the fourth one and I started it last week.
I've been waiting for a grown up Twilight where I don't mind gray characters, okay? I don't mind gray characters, but also I don't like that Jacob imprinted on that baby. And I think about that every day.
I still cannot to this day that she wrote that.
Old Renaissance or whatever her name is.
Whatever I read. And
one,
did you know that they're
freaking unoriginal now, her fucking name is?
There are now teenagers named Renesmee because do you remember the obsession with people
in Renesmee?
Yeah, Renesmee.
No, I know. But like
Bella, Edward, Jacob, and Renesmee, they were like the top four names in 2007.
I thought it was they're all like this name. I was like, really?
Yeah,
really? That's what you're going to come out. You just pushed two names together and called it good. And then imprinting on, or him.
He was like, it wasn't really you, Bella. It was just something in you.
It's like, oh, boy, that's a baby. I don't know what
that.
I don't know.
Dude.
Well, and then like at the end of the movie, when they like do little flashback scenes and Jacob's like holding her hand, like she's a fucking child.
Yeah.
She's three.
I get it. He's supposed to be a protector, but then, like, what? She turns 18
and it's switched it?
Exactly. I was like, okay.
This was coming this whole time.
I wish it was different.
Actually, she would have only really been like 7. They explained in that book that, like, she's going to age quicker. It's only going to take like 7 years until she's an adult. She's going to be 7.
That's so bad. Like, I literally, I'm not going to lie, I ate Twilight up until I read that, and I did not finish the fucking book. I still have not finished the fucking
book. You were like, no, I'm done.
I was like, damn it, this is over. It's like, it's over for me.
I definitely went to see.
He was my favorite.
Yeah, he was my favorite, too.
I was a pedophile.
I was pretty upset with that. I was just like, I'm gonna just skip over that whole bit and go to the end where there's the fight scene.
We are skipping the main one. What about freaking Harry Potter?
Oh yeah, well that's
I mean,
yeah,
I feel like I've talked about it. I think that that's where I'm at with it. Like I think it was everybody's fantasy awakening at a young age, and you could follow it and you could theorize about it. It was so fun and all this stuff. And
it was.
And it's Chuggy now.
I think it's I think it's just, I haven't read the book.
It's still magical.
In a while. It's still magical.
I think it's magical. I love to watch it. I'm like, oh.
I just haven't really read it.
I haven't reread it since high school.
Like a holiday movie.
Same.
Same.
I feel like I love it.
I love it during the first three during the holiday.
See, that came out in the 90s?
97 is when the first one came
out. The first one. Oh my God, that long ago?
Yeah. Well, okay. So then I was thinking about it. And then Lord of the Rings, that was in the 80s, right? 70s, 60s?
80s. 60. No, Lord of the Rings was before that.
40s.
It was the 40s.
The Hobbit came out in the 40s. Yeah.
And the Lord of the Rings.
I love the Lord of the Rings. There is a special holiday edition.
For the exact date.
Yeah, this came out
in the 40s.
This came out in 97. I have The Hobbit somewhere.
Thanks. I'll just see when it came out.
I do have another question for you guys.
Yeah.
If you were to choose a name from a fantasy book, choose a girl name and a boy name, what would you want to name your kid, but you know that you would never name your kid that? Because you know it's from a fantasy book.
I was literally about to talk about this, like all the babies being named Farah right now.
I know. I actually kind of love the name Farah.
I love the name Farah.
I hate myself for it, but I kind of do.
No, no. Mm-mm.
Farah.
Mine would not be Farah. Hmm. I like Hermione.
Oh, you do?
I like Hermione, even though I read it as Hermione.
Whatever. I read it as Hermione, too. And whenever the movie came out, and I was like, oh.
I gotta say, but I was like, that's so much better.
Yeah.
I like Poppy. That's from Blood and Ash.
I've always loved Poppy, and that actually,
Poppy's good.
It's a cute little name. What was your? What would you pick? Farah?
I do like. I think Farah's like so simple and so easy to say. But I'm trying to. I don't know. I'm trying to decide. I really love.
I like the name that the girl that just died in Throne of Glass or whatever.
Orly.
Her friend, her best friend.
Oh, Nehemia.
Nehemia. But what the name that she gives her.
Oh, shit. Oh.
Yeah.
It's really pretty.
Gives her the name.
Aurelia. No. It starts with like.
I was going to say.
Aurelia is where it's set.
Yeah. No.
I don't know. I can't remember.
Rhiannon.
Rhiannon's like, good. Rhiannon.
Just call it Rhiannon. But everybody would say Rihanna.
Yeah.
I always have liked that though, because I like Fleetwood Mac too.
Mm-hmm.
Call him Rhi.
Ooh,
Rhi. But the thing is, I mean, I just would never. I would never be able to name my kid that.
No.
For the boys,
I like Rowan a lot.
Yeah.
Lord of the Rings was published in 1954.
54? Okay.
54. Okay. I was close. 40s, I said 40s.
I said 60s, 70s.
I was thinking 48.
Yeah. I was thinking 44.
You read that series?
Yeah.
I read The Hobbit, and I've read the first one. I have not read the second two.
I read The Hobbit and the first one, and then I stopped.
I don't know why.
There is the cutest holiday set at Barnes & Noble right now. Almost bought it for myself and wrapped it for myself for Christmas. This place.
But I didn't know that they had it. I might do that, actually.
I do it every year.
I do it all the time.
I do it every year.
I have to do it because my husband will get me like one gift. Oh,
but your husband won't what?
No, but like I just
no, I was like, no, wait, we missed something.
Good gifts, it's fine. But it's like I like little, like I like more gifts. And so I just
I know. Me and Jeremy only give each other like one or two, and I'm like, no, I need more.
I need more.
So I'm going to buy myself things.
Yeah,
and then I'm going to buy stuff for Jeremy. That's just not
start buying books and just like renting them for myself and be like, oh, thanks for the book, honey.
Oh my God, this is a great book.
It's on my TBR.
This is what I wanted.
Weird. I read them so long ago. I need to reread them.
Harry Potter?
No. Lord of the Rings.
Definitely need to. Mm-hmm. I want to reread Lord of the Rings, Harry Potter. Did y'all ever read Aragorn? Did you read Aragorn?
Actually, I have it on the wait list in Libby. Oh. Because my husband loves that book. And it's again, good. Another high schooler writing a book.
Yep.
I'm like, that's crazy. Listen.
I read Aragorn and Eldest. I have Brisinger, but they just came out with a new one, Murtaugh, which I don't know what this is about. But
I think we are so immersed in smut. That I think if we were to read Lord of the Rings, we'd be like,
Yeah, there's no sexy time.
There's no there. It's literally all action, which is fine. I like me some good action.
Yeah.
But like, that's all that is.
I don't mind. I think the lack of female character is what gets me.
That's what's going to get
and
me.
And also,
too.
We're so used to it. I'm like, I don't need a chapter on potatoes. I don't want just a whole chapter of
get it. You're going to get have it.
And here we are, you know?
Yeah.
That's how Game of Thrones was. I got through the first two books. Totally fine, pretty close to the show. But then this third one, I'm just like, oh, there's too much information. Yeah.
Screw that.
And the characters are too different from the show who I've fallen in love with. I will finish it.
You know, I think that I need to get into, and this is not smut either, but it is very basic, like classic fantasy. Mm. Brandon Sanderson. So my stepdad, Brandon, his favorite author, his favorite mm-hmm. books are from the author Brandon Sanderson. Is it Sanderson?
I don't know what you've been
books. I have no idea what you're talking about. You lost me.
He has written all of the Wheel of Time books.
Oops.
And he has also written like Mistborn. And
I've heard of Mistborn.
Well, that's the thing. I'm on Libby on the wait list for these books. So I'll let you know how it goes. But apparently, like, if you're reading fantasy, you need to read his books.
Okay.
So I would just look into him and see which ones I heard start with Mistborn. It's easier to start with Mistborn because Wheel of Time is very, very similar to Throne of Glass, where you start and you've got 15 books.
Oh.
And they're all long. Like, so just know. But I heard they're wonderful.
Do you remember that book I had with the angel guy on the front that yes. I was like, okay. The
sexy guy.
I tried to start reading that.
Is it bad?
No, it's book 21.
Oh, no.
You got the wrong book. It's 21.
Uh-huh. So I was like.
Where is it?
J.R. Lassiter. He's somewhere around here. I don't know where he is. It's like a black. I think it's over there.
Oh, God. I can't see it.
J.R. Lassiter. No, it's by that one. I did read
Divine. That one that you were just talking about.
That's good. The sequel comes out. Good. It's about the gods and stuff, but it's good.
It's like that, obviously.
That's the one.
This one.
This guy, he's apparently a Lassiter. J.R. Ward. That's who it is. That's okay. The author. He's got a big Brotherhood series. And this is like book 21.
Oh, my God.
So I started and I'm like, what the fuck is
going on?
There's a glossary.
21.
There's a glossary.
The glossary's on the front because I started reading that and I was like, the fuck am I reading?
That's hilarious.
And then I was like, I'm going to look this guy up. And then it was like, Lassiter is book 21 of the Brotherhood series. And I was like, okay, so now I got to go find book one.
That's hilarious. I wonder who's on book one.
No idea.
I wonder if it'll just be another angel. Is there an angel on every single
It's like
book?
Angels like, and vampires are bad. And oh, I want to read that. The Britney Spears book too.
So I just pulled out this one. Have you ever read like a memoir? Like, have you ever done any of these kind of books?
I can't get through a memoir. I've tried.
I'm going to try. I haven't been able to. I have the one for
It's got Britney here. I wanted to do Matthew Perry since he passed. My mom just bought, this is funny. My mom just bought the, oh my God. What is her name?
What's her face?
Barbara Streisand.
Oh yeah.
Oh, I would read her book. She's funny.
So we have it on Audible. Guess how much that book was?
Was it a lot?
$65.
Why?
Yeah, we used our credit for it for Audible, but like,
why? Some books on there, I'm like, why is this so much?
I don't know. She said it was like super boring. She's like, it's like an old person talking about their life, and I'm like.
That's because she is
that's
old.
It's an old person talking about her life.
I know. I'm like, that's what it is.
I know, but she's like, it's like that though. Like, there's nothing. She's like, I don't know if my mom's ever done a memoir thing, but she was like, I thought she was really interesting and I wanted to hear about her life. And then mm-hmm. it was like,
boring.
I tried to read a memoir about Santana.
Santana?
Sorry.
Like the musician. The isn't he like Mexican? Latina?
Yeah.
Excuse me.
He's Latina.
Latino? Latinx?
I like Santana.
Yeah, I guess I'd like to be better. Anyway, yeah, I love
Santana.
His music.
He played at Woodstock.
Amazing. Yeah. No, I'm not I just listen to music till I die.
Random artist that you would be listening to.
I don't know if I can do it.
I really do.
He's a great artist. That's why I was like, am I thinking of the right one?
You are.
Yes, I read Narnia as a child. Loved them.
Did you ever read Narnia?
Nope.
Oh,
you guys, I'm not going to lie. I'm getting back into reading. I was never a reader.
I'm starting reading.
I read The Hunger Games when I was younger and loved that.
Phenomenal.
Another good female lead in Harry Potter, right?
Yes.
Phenomenal.
And also all magic.
Magic. Like, I have the magic.
All fantasy. I did obviously do the required reading for my classes and stuff. I read 1984. I did
The Giver.
The Giver. I did love The Giver. I love The Giver. Okay. I did The Road. To all this post.
Oh, I'm sure you did.
The Road.
Oh,
I don't think I read The Road.
Really?
I liked Fahrenheit 451. 491?
I didn't have to read
it's on my TBR. Actually, as like right
it's
now.
Sad. It's sad.
Yeah.
But it's good.
But it turns out like I'm just classics and
it's hard
in fantasy.
All right,
I've tried to
read have that. You read Jane Austen?
Oh yeah, I do love her. Okay. Pride and Prejudice, one of my favorite books. Okay, she
love Jane Austen.
I'm actually just turned on Sense and Sensibility the other day, but I'm an Audible girl because like
Audible would be good for Jane Austen, so you can follow along because it's hard to read those. I always struggled reading like Pride and Prejudice, and
That's how I got through The Count of Monte Cristo.
Is Audible?
Audible's
a thing. I'm starting to be a fan because it's like, yeah, you can just sit there, listen to it. You kind of picture it. You don't have to.
It's better than listening to the radio. Same songs.
Yeah.
Or picking like a Spotify like playlist. Hard. It's too much out there. So I'm just like, where's my book? I don't want to listen to the news. Yeah. I don't want to listen to the same
what song I love about books again. Too is that they're so like, yes, you're a comfort reader where you can read all books, you know, kind of over and over again, but there are so many out there where you're just like, and then everybody's like, here, feed me that, like, here's a new one, here's a new one. Yeah. And you're like, okay. Or you go into this genre and you go, oh my God.
Yeah.
And you just get sunk into it.
Oh, one thing I want to ask y'all. So, you know, Fourth Wing, Iron Flame, she's got a movie deal or a show deal.
Yeah.
I think they're going to botch it.
Well,
I think they are going to botch it so bad.
I am so upset that HBO doesn't have this.
Yeah.
I'm so sad HBO doesn't have Akatar.
Yeah.
Throne of Glass. Why does HBO not have any of those?
Why isn't HBO doing their job?
HBO, why aren't you HBOing?
Hello?
HBO.
I guess Max.
Home Box Office.
Doing. It's called now.
Max. That's just the app.
Oh,
I think it's still HBO.
Okay, well.
Yeah, I think HBO actually has like separate wings now for different things. Mm-hmm. Like.
And honestly, I'm even pissed at Netflix. Because like.
Netflix has some good ones.
Was so good. And then. Until they decided to change the storyline on The Witcher so much that Henry Cavill backed out, and now they have Liam Hemsworth, and I'm pissed.
It's going to be Liam Hemsworth?
Yes.
You know, his older brother, love him.
Chris.
Yeah, Thor. My Thor for everything.
Yeah.
But I can't stand his little brother just because of Miley Cyrus.
I love Miley Cyrus. I'm a ride or die Miley Cyrus girl, same. So I cannot like. And also, he played Gale, and I was never a Gale fan.
Ew, no. Ever. Nope. Ever.
PETA all the way, baby.
PETA all the way. Where's that bread maker?
Give me all of those boys.
PETA, though, I pictured so differently. And then
that guy.
Yeah.
Then wasn't he Shark Boy?
No.
No, that was Jacob from Twilight was Shark Boy.
Yeah, he was the Bridge to Terabithia.
Yes.
Break my heart.
He's just a lot shorter than I envisioned.
I know. I was like, you know, we need to have somebody at least like. Taller but than her.
He's grown up though. He's
Jennifer Lawrence. Oh yeah, I love his face.
I love his face.
It's just very short.
He was just in Five Nights at Freddy's, which I saw with my son.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. He was so scared. He was like, "I'm gonna be a big boy and watch this movie," and then at the end, he's like, "Mommy, I need to leave." And I'm like, "You got 5 more minutes. We're finishing this."
Oh yeah, I just am not a huge fan of Liam, and he looks nothing like Henry Cavill, who is. If you ask me, I do not follow celebrities. Who my celebrity crush is,
he's perfect.
It's Henry Cavill,
Superman, man.
He is the king of the nerds. Likes animals.
Yeah,
smokes meat.
Likes animals.
Does Warhammer. Builds computers. I'm
smokes
like,
meat. Is that what she said?
He's a spokesperson for fancy fucking water. I'm like, I love
can't
him.
With Caitlin right now.
He's a good one, though. The one.
Say mine, yeah. Mine is Liam. Nope. Chris Hemsworth.
I will say.
Family man. Lives in Australia.
Shout out to their fucking parents who making good job. Hot babies.
Good job, parents.
Real they hot made babies. Real hot babies.
Even the one that's not
beautiful
that
baby.
Yeah. They have a kid that's not even famous and he's damn good looking.
Movies, though.
The other Hemsworth?
Yeah. Yeah.
Who's in that HBO show? Who's in that better. HBO show? The one where it was the game? I can't remember what it was called. Yeah. It was.
Well,
yeah.
They're all hot. I love the stuff on Instagram or book talk or whatever about people that would play
yes.
Fan cast.
Fan cast.
Wanted to add a segment to our podcast about fan casting, which I think we still should.
Honestly, fan casting would be awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. We should. We'd have to.
Oh now that God, we have our happening. Phones, we can like
yeah.
show each other. It would be better.
We would have to.
We're like, just over here brainstorming on this
bus. I know. This is a fun podcast.
This is fun.
I know. We may actually have to probably wrap it up.
Yeah.
But
this has been fun.
This has been so much fun. And we just love sitting here talking about fantasy crap with you guys. So.
Like we said, January is going to be ACOTAR month. So please stick around for that.
I know, Caitlin, you may have to come back for it.
I would love to come back for that.
I have. Which book would you want to do? Like, we're going to do a bunch. But, like, obviously, like, what would you want to sit here and talk about?
Okay. So
what book?
My favorite book is Mist and Fury.
Yep.
So okay. Would love to talk about that just because it's my favorite.
That's 54.
The second one. Yeah. A lot happens favorite. In that one.
But can I tell you right now, if you're doing any type of like theorizing and crossover with Crescent City and Silver Flames and all of that, Silver Flames wasn't my favorite. I would love to talk about Silver Flames.
Let's have you come back for Silver Flames
yeah.
because I
yeah.
need to talk out the theories with you, even though we have to make sure she's right.
I have got to be ready. You've got
pick it up.
Be ready for your own podcast, Haley.
I'm so sorry. I just there are so many crossovers that you have to talk between literally yeah, Throne of Glass, Crescent City, and ACOTAR. It's the point. I know.
It's a multiverse. It's a math multiverse.
J math. Everything.
Which, by the way, shout out to her. She looks fantastic.
Right You're now. Fabulous. She is fabulous.
She is, and she put up a picture of her with her Crescent City book, her new one.
Oh,
just teasing everybody.
Oh, good work.
And I was like,
we are under 50 days.
Under 50 days.
Under 50 days.
Here we go.
Actually, I might be jumping the gun on 30 plus, maybe a little more than 50 days, but we're close.
But we're close. Okay.
January 30th.
Don't worry, guys. I will be there. I will be prepared for all of this.
I've actually reached out to some of those bookstores to ask if they're doing a midnight release for this. I don't know. They said they haven't decided yet.
They should.
I know.
Haven't decided.
You're going to do it for Anne Flame, but you're not going to do it for Crescent City. Give me a break.
Oh, everybody would be there.
Oh, I would
but
be
I'm
there.
Saying. All right. Well, thanks for joining us on this bonus episode of Rosé and Reads podcast. If you haven't, go follow us on all our socials, TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, whatever you can. Until next time, I'm Sophia.
I'm Haley.
And I'm Caitlin.
Bye, guys.
Bye.